Malcolm. Ninth Canto.
Chapter 14.
Text 24. Sukadeva Goswami continued, the best of human beings, Purvava, began freely enjoying the company of Urvashi, who engaged in sexual activity with him in many celestial places, such as Chitra-Chitra-Ratha and Nandana-Kanana, which the demigods enjoy. Text 25. Ramamanastaya devya Sadva-Kinjala-Kagandhaya Tanmukha-Modamusito Mumude ahar gunan bahu. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Urvashi's body was as fragrant as the saffron of a lotus, being enlivened by the fragrance of her face and body. Urvava enjoyed her company for many days with great jubilation. Apasyan Urvashin Indro Gandharvan Samasodayat Urvashi Rahitam Ayyam Asthanam Nati Sobhati. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Narsing Urvashi in his assembly with King of Heaven, Lord Indra said, without Urvashi, my assembly is no longer beautiful. Considering this, he requested the Gandharvas to bring her back to his heavenly planet. Text 27. Tehu petya maharatre tamasi pratyupasthite Urvashya Auranam Jauhru Nasto Raja Nijayaya. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus Gandharvas came to the earth, and at midnight, when everything was dark, they appeared in the house of Purvava and stole the two lamps entrusted to the king by his wife Urvashi. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, the dead of night refers to midnight. Mahanisha is described in the Smriti mantra, Mahanisha Dvaighatike Ratri Madhyamo Jamayo. 12 o'clock midnight is called the dead of night. Nisa Nisamna Kanditam Devi Putrayor Niyamanayo Padasmehum Kunathena Nampunsa Viramanina. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Urvashi treated the two lamps like her own sons. Therefore, when they were being taken by the Gandharvas and began crying, Urvashi heard him and rebuked her husband. Now I am being killed, he said, under the protection of an unworthy husband, who is a coward and inept, although he thinks himself a great hero. Text 29. Jab visrambhavaham nashtam vidapatyata dasyubhi jasyate nishi santrasto Dathanari Divapuman. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Because I dependent on him, the plunderers have deprived me of my two sons, the lambs. Therefore I am now lost. My husband lies down at night in fear, exactly like a woman, although he appears to be a man during the day. What? Sharper than sharper arrows, yes, piercing words of women, yes, very sharp, you understand, yes. You can tolerate a piercing arrow, but you don't tolerate piercing words, sharper than the suffer for it. You pierce your heart. Understand, you don't understand what Bhagavata teaches you. Huh? Because I dependent on him, the plunderers have deprived me of my two sons and lambs. Therefore I am now lost. My husband lies down at night in fear, a girl like a woman. Although he appears to man during the day. Huh? Very nice, isn't it? Enjoying, enjoy, 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 enjoy the company of women.
Urvasipaka,
text 30. Iti vakṣāyo kīr viddho prato śrīrīva kuñjaraha nisi nistrin samārāyo vivastro abhyadravat rūsā. Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Purava stricken by the sharp words of Urvasi, like an elephant struck by its driver's pointed rod, became very angry. Not even dressing himself properly, took a sword in hand, went out naked into the night to follow the Gandharvas who had stolen the lamps. Mad fellow. Kamandha. Do you understand? Those who are so lusty. They are blind men. They are just blind men. You see. Text 31.
Te visrudyuranam tatra vidyutam tasma vidyutaho ādāya me sābāyāntam nagnam aichyata sāpatiṁ.
Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. After giving up the two lamps, the Gandharva shone brightly like lightning, thus illuminating the house of Purava. Urvasi then saw her husband returning with the lamps in hand, but he was naked and therefore she left. That was condition, I want to see you naked. See you naked and leave, finish. Sloka, text 32.
Ailopi sayani jayam apasyan vimana ivo tachitto viholo socan mabhra manmattapan mahim.
Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. No longer seeing Urvasi on his bed, Pururava was most aggrieved. Because of his great attraction for her, he saw he was very much disturbed. Thus lamenting, he began traveling about the earth like a madman. Text 33.
Sadang bhikshakuru khetre sarasutyang chatat sakhing pancha prahrushta vadana rahasuktam pururavaha.
Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Once during his travel all over the world, Purrava Saurvasi, accompanied by five companions on the bank of Saraswati at Kurukshetra, with jubilation in his face, he then spoke to her in sweet words as follows. Text 34.
Aho jaye tishtha tishtho ghore na tyaktum arasi mantam adhyapya nirvrutyo vachansi krunabhavahi.
Translation by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Oh my dear wife, oh most cruel one, kindly stay, I know that I have never made you happy until now, but you should not give me up for that reason. This is not proper for you. Even you have decided to give up my company, let us nonetheless talk for some time. Such madness, huh? Such attraction is a woman. No attraction to all attractive Krishna, huh? You see, all attractive is Krishna, huh? So beautiful is Krishna. No attraction towards Krishna, attraction to such ugly witch Maya in the form of a woman. You see. Sudevoyam patatyatro devi duram hrutastvaya khadantyenam bruko grudhya stat prasadasya naspadam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Goddess, now that you have refused me, my beautiful body will fall down here, and because it is unsuitable for your pleasure, it will be eaten by foxes and vultures. All right. Yes, let me be eaten by foxes and vultures. What value this body? It became unsuitable for you. Hey, Devi. Urvasi vacha mamrutha purusasitam masma tadir prakaime vapi sakhyam navaistrinam mrukanam hrudayam jatham. Most important, what Urvasi said. Urvasi is a woman. And what is the nature of woman? She says, this is most important. And the Bhagavatam says, you should note it down. Yes, you should note it down. Urvasi said, my dear king, you are a man, a hero. Don't be impatient and give up your life. Be sober. Don't allow the senses to overcome you like foxes. Don't let the foxes eat you. In other words, you should not be controlled by your senses. Rather, you should know that the heart of a human is like that of a fox. There is no use of making friendship with the woman. So purport by Srila Prabhupada. Chanakya Pandit has advised, Vishwaso naiva kartavya strisu rajakulesu cha. Never place your faith in a woman or a politician. Unless elevated to spiritual consciousness, everyone is conditioned and fallen. What to speak of women, who are less intelligent than men? Women have been compared to Sudras and Vaishyas, Sriyo Vaishyas Tatha Sudra. On the spiritual platform, however, when one is elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness, whether one is a man, woman, Sudra, whatever, everyone is equal. Otherwise, Urvasi, who was a woman herself, and who knew the nature of women, said that woman's heart is like that of a sleep fox. If a man cannot control his senses, he becomes a victim of such sleep foxes. But if one can control the senses, there is no chance of his being victimized by sleep fox-like women. Chanakya Pandit has also advised that if one has a wife like a sleep fox, he must immediately give up his life at home and go to forest. Mata jasya gruhinasti bharjya chapriyavadini aranyam tena gantabhyam jatharanyam tathagruham. Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya Shloka. Krishna conscious gruhastas must be very careful of the sleep fox woman. If the wife at home is obedient, follows her husband in Krishna consciousness, the home is welcome. Otherwise, one should give up one's home and go to forest. Hitvātma pātaṁ grahandha kūpam vanaṁ gato jada
Haring Ashrayat, Bhagavatam, 7th canto. One should go to the forest and take shelter of the lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense. For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious. And therefore, they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or a brother. Yes. She spoke more. Vidhayalaka visrambham agyesu tekta sohruda navam navam abhipsantya puschalya svaira vruttaya. Spoke more. Women are very easily seduced by men. Therefore, polluted women give up the friendship of a man who is their well-wisher and establish false friendship among fools. Indeed, they seek newer friends one after another. She again said, Sambhasarante hi bhavani kadatram mayaswara ranshyant chapatyani chate bhavi santiya parani bho. O my dear king, you'll be able to enjoy with me as my husband at the end of every year for one night only. In this way, you'll have other children one after another. Some consolation. Gave some consolation. The nectar is bitter. Getting up, going, chalo, jayenge. Nonsense. Bhagavatamrita, a nectar is emanating from Srimad Bhagavatam. How it is bitter? It's all nonsense. So much attachment to home and heart, to women. And my wife, my son, my daughter. Yes, I am dying out of my son, my daughter, my wife. Dying. Die. Why are you dying? Better die. Don't survive. Die. Better die. No attraction for Krishna. So much attachment to this body and body relations. Only attachment, only attraction is Krishna. Who is our well-wisher? Who brings you to the path of Krishna consciousness? Who gives you training how you will be attracted to Krishna? Is our well-wisher, is not your enemy, Baba. Is our well-wisher friend. But such nonsense. Stupid fellows, rascals, they think, oh, they are my enemy. They are my enemy, yes. It's creating such trouble. Cutting up my attachment to my body, bodily relations. My wife, my husband, my son, my daughter. He's debarring me. His great enemy. You understand? Who is your well-wisher? You are thinking him your enemy. Rascals, great offenders, they must go to hell and suffer. I tell you, they must go to hell and suffer. Things like that. Great offenders. Cannot be delivered. Yes, I tell you, you should understand this thing. Great offenders. Chanakya Pandit, Prabhupada quotes Chanakya Pandit. Wish to be not relied upon. Nadinang sastrapaninam, nakhinang sruninam tatha, viswasa naivakartabhya srisu rajakulesucha. Understand? Don't rely. Don't put faith. And such animals, those who have sharp nails. Tigers, lions, cats. Then Srungyam, the animals, those are horns. Don't rely on them. The persons, those who are with weapons, sastradharinam, sastrapaninam, do you understand? Don't rely on them. And don't rely on a river, nadinam, Do you understand? You see, tidal river is there. Now knee-deep water, tide will come, neck-deep water. Don't rely. No dinam dharpa. Then, naiva kartabhya strishu raja kulesu. Don't rely on women, don't rely on politicians. These people, these animals, people should not be relied upon. Huh? Chanakya Pandit says. And Prabhupada course very often Chanakya Pandit. This moral course. And the women have natural defect there with them. Seven natural defects. Anrutam, sahasam, maya, murkhattam, atilobhata, asochattam, nirdayatam, strinang, dosa, svabhavajam. It's svabhavajam. It's natural. It's human nature. Seven defects. What is that? They never speak truth. They always speak lies. Yes. Mithyabadita, udisahasa. Very brave. Inside very brave, outside very weak, obara. Very weak outside, but inside very brave, yes. Chalana, only pretending, only pretension, yes. You should not rely upon this, only pretension, yes. You understand? Only pretending, nothing else. Pretension, great pretenders. Simple thing, they'll start crying, oh, no, 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 no. just pretending, yes. Balanang rodanang balam, that is said also. Chanakya Pandit says, balanang rodanang balam. Bala means woman, bala means child. Their strength is crying, yes, crying. Balanang rodanang balam, yes. They cry, oh, oh, oh. Then your heart melted, oh, crying. Child cries, a woman cries. Those pretenders, the great pretenders, only pretending, nothing else. Chanakya Pandit says, you, if you scold, scold Chanakya Pandit, don't scold me. Don't scold me, I am your well wisher. You scold Chanakya Pandit, he says all these things. Murkhata, murkhatam, foolishness, very greedy, adilobha, very greedy. Yes, apavitra, not suci at all, not pure, very impure, asuci, nidyasarana, merciless. And it is here, Urvasi said merciless, krura. Their heart is like a heart of a tigress. Their outward appearance is not true. Inward is completely different. Do you understand? And you are all, enchanted by outward appearance, but inward is a complete difference, You should understand this thing. Chanakya Pandit says, Bhagavata says, here, Urvasi is a woman, she says. What the nature of woman? Yeah, she says, you see. So, this fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 19th chapter, 14th verse, you see. जथे ही काम उस्मी का काम लंपट सुतेसु दारेसु धनेसु चिंतयन संकेत विद्वान कु कलेवर अत्यायत जस्तस्य जत्न श्रमयेव केवलम.
Materialists are generally very attached to their present bodily comforts, and to the bodily comforts they expect in the future. Therefore, they are always absorbed in thoughts of their wives, children, and wealth, and are afraid of giving up their bodies, which are full of stool and urine.
Yes.
If a person engaged in Krishna consciousness, however, is also afraid of giving up his body, what is the use of his having labor to study the shastras?
What is the labor? What is the use?
Simply a waste of time.
Still attachment to the body. Still attachment to the bodily relations. What is the use of reading shastra? You see? Reading sastra, becoming Vaishnava, speaking so many long, long talks, still attachment to this body, nasty body, which is filled with urine, stool, nasty things, body and body relations. What is the use? I am dying for my sons, my children, and this Maharaj devours me. What is this? Huh? Maharaj, your enemy? Huh? Maharaj trying to bring you to the path of Krishna consciousness. Huh? If you develop complete Krishna consciousness, your life will be successful, Baba. Only attraction is Krishna. Huh? Why such things? Nasty things. You see? Sleep, woman, sleep, obsess. Sleep, woman, sleep, obsess. Yes, sleep, obsess. He says, sleep, obsess. Don't rely on them. Yes. Don't rely on them. You see? So many places you can see in this Bhagavatam. I quoted here, but Urvashi said, the ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Jajati Devadani episode, you'll find, ninth canto, 19th chapter, 13th and 14th verse. Jat prithivyam brihi javam hiranyam pasavastriya na duihanti manaprithiṃ kunsa kāma hatasyate.
A person who is lusty cannot satisfy his mind, even if he has enough of everything in this world, including rice, barley, and other food grains, gold, animals, and women. Nothing can satisfy him.
Give him all the women of the world. Still not satisfied, you see. Yes. Na jātu kāma kāmāna upabhogena samyati havisā kusma vartmeva bhūya ibābhi vartate.
As supplying butter to a fire does not diminish the fire, but instead increases it more and more. The endeavor to stop lusty desires by continual enjoyment can never be successful. In fact, one must voluntarily cease from material desires.
Voluntarily cease, huh? What says?
In fact, one must voluntarily cease from material desires.
Those who are the source of all sufferings. Huh? Source of all types of sufferings. Yes, how can one cease? Is it easy thing? How can one cease? It will be attached to Krishna, will be attracted to all beautiful Krishna. Krishna is the only attraction, Krishna is the only attachment. You can develop such attachment, such attraction towards all beautiful Krishna, only that will be possible. Otherwise, not possible. Is it possible? No, not possible at all, not possible. Only pretending. Only pretension is going on, Why are you pretending? Why are you pretending? Don't be a pretender. Krishna will reveal. Krishna knows who are you, what is inside. Krishna knows. You cannot cheat Krishna. Krishna knows you very well. What is inside? He is inside, in the heart. And you are pretending. I am a great sannyasi. I have taken up sannyasa. Oh, what sannyasa have you taken up? Great pretender. All nasty things are inside and I am taken up sannyasa. Shaving head, catching danda, this and that. I am sannyasa. Great pretender. And Krishna reveal, Krishna expose you. See this. Now giving up danda, catching woman. Great pretender. Yes, such pretender. Hypocrisy is going on, nothing else. Give up pretension. Develop true attraction, attachment towards Krishna. Develop pure devotion, Sudha Bhakti. Don't pretend. This pretension will never go on all day, Baba. You'll be exposed. Krishna will expose you. You understand? Develop complete Krishna consciousness. Unless you have developed complete Krishna consciousness, the pretension is going on. Yes. This is all pretenders. Unless you develop complete Krishna consciousness, it's not easy that you can give up all these things. Only pretension going on. Do you understand? This is complete. The Bhagavata is complete, impartial Shastra. speaks impartially. He never looks at anybody's face. Speaks impartially, impartial. That's ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. You see, jādasya jādrumati bhejijyato jāno jijyati tāṁ krishnāṁ dukkhanivāṁ sarma kāmo dhritam tejeti. Find out that verse. Is there? Tāṁ krishnāṁ dukkhanivāṁ sarma kāmo dhritam tejeti.
For those who are...
Yes.
For those who are too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up.
Yes.
Even when one is an invalid because of old age.
Invalid going to die, Baba. In deathbed. In deathbed. Bharjab dying. Still difficult. Yes.
Even then, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification.
Mm.
Therefore, one who actually desires happiness.
Who actually desires happiness. Yes.
Must give up such unsatisfied desires immediately, which are the cause of all tribulations.
All tribulations. I say that story. You understand? Emperor Akbar, you understand? In his court, there was Birabala, who speaks funny stories, makes Akbar laugh, you understand? Once he said that thing, this thing he said once. Oh, Emperor Akbar, you should know that the person is going to die. Very old, oldest person, very old, invalid, completely invalid, is going to die lying on deathbed, sick. Still, he has this desire. Desire for material enjoyment, especially desire for enjoying sex, he has. Akbar laughed. No, this is not true. Oh yes, this is true. Can you prove it? Oh yes, you can prove it. Birabal said, all right. Find out the oldest person in your empire. Let us go to him. Akbar, Mughal Badshah Akbar, great empire. So oldest person was found out, very invalid, oldest, and dying, going to die, lying on deathbed. Is found out. The Birbal said, all right, three of us will go. You'll go, I'll go, and we'll take with you your young daughter. 16-year-old daughter, we should take her with us. Decorate her nicely, let her put on nice saris, nice ornaments, tinkling, runa jhun, nice scents, lipstick, snow, powder, nice things. Decorated, took her with them. They went, the person was lying in deathbed, and message was sent, Emperor Akbar is coming to see you. Oh, why Emperor Akbar is coming to see me? I'm dying. All right, it is my good fortune that Emperor Akbar is coming to see me. All right, why? So they went, person lying on the cot, bed. This side, Emperor Akbar and Birabal stood, and that side, they made Akbar's daughter stand. And that person looked at the daughter, didn't look at Akbar. You see. Birabal said, you see, he's not looking at you, he's looking at your daughter. He's looking at your daughter. He's dying still. She has this desire for sex. What to speak of others? And the Bhagavad says this thing. Dādhusthya jādhurmati bhe jijyato jāna jijyati tāntrusnāṁ dukkhanivāṁ sarma kāma nṛtum tyajet. Read it.
For those who are too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up. Even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification. Therefore, one who actually desires happiness must give up such unsatisfied desires immediately.
Immediately.
Which are the cause of all tribulations.
How can one give up immediately? Is it easy thing? Is it easy? Not possible, he said, not possible. Not possible. Yes, not easy at all. Not easy at all. Only thing required to develop complete Krishna consciousness. develop complete Krishna, not partial, complete Krishna consciousness. Prema bhakti. Krishna is the only object of love. Develop your love towards Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. It's only attachment. If you can develop that thing, then it will be possible. Otherwise, not possible at all. Not possible. You'll become a pretender only, nothing else. You'll only become a pretender. If you cannot develop complete Krishna consciousness and love for Krishna, and Krishna is the only attraction, only attachment, then 10 verses, you see. Jadi yasadhi pati puna sisno dara prutodhyame asthito ramate jantustamo visati purbhavat satyam saucam daya maunam buddhi sri rir jasa kyama samam dama bhagasceti jatsanga jati sankhyam tesu asantesu muresu khanditatmasu sadhusu sangam nakurjya chasyesu jasit krida mrugesu da na tathasya bhavenmoho vandasya nya prasangataha Joshi Sangha Jathapun Sotata Satsangi Satsangi Sangataha Prajapati Sanguhitarum Drushtvata Drupadarsita Rohit Bhutam Sonnadhavat Rukhyarupi Hadatrava Tatsrushta Srushta Srushtesu Konva Khandata Akhandita Dhipuma Rusi Narayanam Rute Joshin Madjeya Maya Bado Me Pasya Maya Sri Padya Jaino Dishan Jakaroti Padakrantam Bhuvidrummena Kevalam Sangam Nankurjyat Pramadasudhatu, Jagasya Param, Parangaru Rukhyo, Matsevaya Pradilabdhatna Labho, Badantija Nirayadvarumasya, Jopajati Sanirmaya, Josi Deva Vinirmita, Tang Ikhetatmana Mrityum Truni, Kupangi Vabhrutum, Jammanyate Patinge Mohan, Manmayang Rusabhayatin, Sritum Sri Sangata Prapto Vita Patya Gruha Pradam, Tang Atmana Vijanya Pati Apatya Gruhatpakam, Daivo pasaditam mrityum mrugayur gayanam yatha.
If therefore the living entity again associates with the path of unrighteousness, influenced by sensually minded people engaged in the pursuit of sexual enjoyment,
yes,
and the gratification of the palate, he again goes to hell as before.
He must go to hell, yes.
He then becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, fortune, and all such opportunities.
Are all lost. We'll be lost. Yes, isn't it? All these good qualities are completely lost. Yes, if you associate with such women, the persons were addicted to men, three songs. This is the result, yes.
One should not associate with a coarse fool who is bereft of knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than a dancing dog in the hands of a woman.
A dancing dog in the hand of a woman, yes.
The infatuation and bondage which accrue to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to a woman or to the fellowship of men who are fond of women.
Yes, well, addicted to them, yes.
At the sight of his own daughter, Brahma was bewildered by her charms.
Yes.
His shame
speak about that himself, Lord Brahma himself.
And then shamelessly ran up to her in the form of a stag when she took the form of a hind.
Hind.
Amongst all kinds of living entities begotten by Brahma, namely men, demigods, and animals, none but the sage Narayan, is immune to the attraction of Maya in the form of a woman.
All are attracted, except Rusi Narayana. Yes.
Just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of a woman.
In the shape of a woman, yes.
Who, by the mere movement of her eyebrows, can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip.
Greatest conqueror of the world. Just one glance. Finished, Baba, finished. Where is your heroism? Where is your strength, Baba? Finished. Such weapons he has. He has such weapons. His weapons are on the eyes. Only eyes. Therefore he said, don't look at the eye of face of a woman. Face of a woman. Don't look at. Look down. And very within very short time he by chance meets a woman talking, and don't look at his her face. Weapons are there in the face, in the eye. Sharp arrows, sharp arrows. This is the bow, this is the arrow. Finished. The greatest hero. Greatest hero of the world. Finished. This is what to speak about others. Yes, then.
One who aspires to reach the culmination of yoga and has realized itself by rendering service unto me should never associate with an attractive woman. For such a woman is declared in the scripture to be the gateway to hell for the advanced devotee.
Described in the scripture, the gateway to hell, yes.
The woman created by the Lord is a representation of Maya. And one who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered by grass.
Blind well covered by grass, very soft grass. The weary traveler coming, oh, very soft grass, let me sit down here. Then put down in the blind well, finished. You should look at such a Maya, a woman in form of Maya in such a way. Is a blind well covered with soft grass. And how she comes? Jopajati saner maya josid deva binirmita tangikhyato tmano nutyum tsuni kupung ivapruta. Yes. Again you read, again.
The woman created by the Lord is a representation of Maya.
Yes.
One who associates with such Maya by accepting services must certainly know that this is the way of death, just like a blind well covered with grass.
Yes. Blind well covered with grass. Then?
A living entity who, as a result of attachment to a woman in his previous life, has been endowed with the form of a woman, foolishly looks upon Maya in the form of a man, her husband, as a bestower of wealth, progeny, house, and other material assets.
Yes.
A woman, therefore, should consider her husband, her house, and her children to be the arrangement of the external energy of the Lord for her death, just as the sweet singing of the hunter is death for the deer.
Sweet singing of the hunter. Similar. Understand. Be careful. Be careful. And then it says, fourth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says to King Prachinavari, Gruhesu Kuta Dharmesu Putra Dhar Dhanarthadi, Naparubindade Mudo Brahman Sansar Vatmasu, He Rajan Stri Sanghi Muda Bhakti, Anitya Putra Kalutra Dhanarthadi.
Those who are interested only in a so-called beautiful life, namely remaining as a householder, entangled by sons and a wife, and searching after wealth, think that such things are life's ultimate goal. Such people simply wander in different types of bodies throughout this material existence without finding out the ultimate goal of life.
Yes. And then, at fourth canto, 29th chapter, Narada's instruction to King Prachinavari is 55th verse. Sattam vijakhyamurga chestitam atmanantaschita nyatsa hrudi karna dhunincha chitte jayanganasramam asattam juthagatham prenehi hansa saranam viramakramena.
My dear king, just try to understand the allegorical position of the deer. Be fully conscious of yourself and give up the pleasure of hearing about promotion to heavenly planets by fruitive activity. give up household life, which is full of sex, as well as stories about such things, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated souls. And take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the mercy of the liberated souls. In this way, please give up your attraction for material existence.
Then comes the fifth chapter, fifth canto of Bhagavatam. It's Priyabrata, King Priyabrata. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam, first chapter, 29th verse. Evam uparsamayanesu sotanesu atha jagati patir jagatiṃ arbudāni ekādasa parivasraṇāṃ abhyāhata khīla purusakāra sāra sambhṛda durdanda jugalāpidita morbi gunastanita viramita dharma pratipakhyo varhispatyāsānudīnam idhamāna pramoda prasarana josinya bhīḍā pramusita hāsāvaloka rucīra kheliyādibhi parābhūyamāna viveka ivā navabuddhyamāna iva mahamana bhūje.
After Kavi, Mahavira and Savana were completely trained in the Paramahamsa stage of life, Maharaj Priyavrata ruled the universe for 11 arbutas of years. Whenever he was determined to fix his arrow upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all opponents of the regulated principles of religious life would flee from his presence in fear of the unparalleled prowess he displayed in ruling the universe. He greatly loved his wife, Bharishmati, and with the increase of days, their exchange of nuptial love also increased. By her feminine behavior, she dressed herself, walked, got up, smiled, laughed, and glanced about. Queen Bahishmati increased his energy. Thus, although he was a great soul, he appeared lost in the feminine conduct of his wife. He behaved with her just like an ordinary man, but actually he was a great soul.
Then 37th verse. Aho sadhanushtitam dadabhinivesitaham Indra Vidyara Chitabi Samavisayanda Kupe Tadalamalamusya Vanitaya Vinoda Brugam Mang Dig Dig Iti Grahyan Chakara. Aho
saying, alas, how condemned I have become because of my sense gratification. I have now fallen into material enjoyment, which is exactly like a covered well. I have had enough. I am not going to enjoy any more. Just see how I have become like a dancing monkey in the hands of my wife. Because of this, I am condemned.
I am condemned. Condemning himself, you see. Because he's a great soul. Fifth canto, fifth chapter. Second verse, then 7 to 9 verse. Rusabdeva's instruction to his sons. Matsevaṁ dvāraṁ ahurvimuktestamad dvāraṁ jositāṁ saṅgi saṅgam mahantaste samacitta prasanta vimanyava sruhuta sadhubade jadānapato karmānubandho.
One can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees. Whether one wants to merge into the Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equipoised. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of anger, and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas.
Yes. You read it again?
Next one's text 7.
7 to 9.
Even though one may be very learned and wise, he is mad if he does not understand that the endeavor for sense gratification is a useless waste of time.
Yes.
Being forgetful of his own interest, he tries to be happy in the material world, centering his interests around his home, which is based on sexual intercourse and which brings him all kinds of material miseries. In this way, one is no better than a foolish animal. the attraction between male and female is a basic principle of material existence.
Yes.
On the basis of this misconception, which ties together the hearts of the male and female, one becomes attracted to his body, home, property, and children. In this way, one gives up the basic principle of illusion, I and mine, and becomes liberated. Thus one goes to the transcendental world.
You understand?
Then instruction is, give up all this material, attachment, attraction, develop your attraction towards the all-beautiful Krishna, Shyam Sundar, the object of love, is all attractive, only attachment, then will be, your life will be successful. Unless you cut off the messengers of Jamaduta, they'll drag you to hell. Sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, third chapter, 28th verse, and Jamaraj said to his messengers, whom you will bring to my court and whom you won't bring. Tan anayadhaṁ asato vimukhān mukunda padāra bindam karandara sāt ajasram niskinchane paramahansa kuleira saṅghe justād gruhe niraya vartmani baddha trusnān. Niskinchana?
Yes. Paramahamsas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment and who drink the honey at the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey, who do not associate with Paramahamsas, and who attach to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path to hell.
Yes. Attached to family life, attached to women, woman heart, enjoying, not tasting the nectar emanating from my lotus, bring them to me. So, want to be brought to our Jamaraj Gokuldas? Says yes. He says yes. You became two friends. Same bars of same feather plucked together, isn't it? Bars of same feather plucked together. Isn't it? So, make friendship with Gokuldas. Same feather, yes. They want to be dragged by Jamadutas to the abode of Jamaraj. They don't want to go to the abode of the Lord, isn't it? Yes. So, one wise, intelligent, who is very serious, how to develop complete Krishna consciousness, he should take lessons, and he should take shelter of such Paramahansa Sadhu Guru and develop complete Krishna consciousness, develop only attraction towards all beautiful Krishna, Shyam Sundar, Radhanatha, do you understand, Radhakanta, do you understand, no other attraction, no other attachment, only attachment. So Nartam Das Thakur sings this song. Hari he dayal moro jai Radhanath. Hari he dayal moro jai Radhanath. Baro baro ei baro loho nijo satho. Baro baro ei baro loho nijo satho. Hari he dayal moro jai Radhanath. Hari he dayal moro jai Radhanath. Bahu joni bhami natho loinu sarana. Nija guni krupa kari
adham taran
nija gune krupa kari adham taran
jagat karan tumi jagat jivan
jagat karan tumi jagat jivan
तुमा छोड़ा कार नहीं हे राधा रमण
तुमा छोड़ा कार नहीं हे राधा रमण
भुवन मंगल तुम्हें भुवन रो पति
भुवन मंगल तुम्हें
নাথো কি হইবে গতি
তুমি উপে গিলে নাথো কি হইবে গতি
ভাবিয়া দেখিনু এই জগত মাঝারে
ভাবিয়া দেখিনু
এই বিনা কেহ নাহি এ দাসী উদ্ধারে
তোমা বিনা কেহ নাহি
তোমা বিনা কেহ নাহি এ দাসী উদ্ধারে
তোমা বিনা কেহ নাহি এ দাসী
নরোত্তম দাস ঠাকুর প্রার্থনা হরি হে দয়াল মোর জয় রাধানাথ বারো বারো এইবার লোহ নিজ সাত বহু জনি ভ্রমীনাথ লইলু শরণ নিজ গুণে কৃপা করি অধবতার দয়াল মোর জয় রাধানাথ হোজ পয়েন্ট অফ রাধারণী রাধাকান্ত রাধানাথ সো মার্সিফুল হরি প্লিজ টেক মি দিস টাইম আই এম ক্রাইং বিফোর ইউ প্লিজ টেক মি উইথ ইউ বহু জনি ভ্রমীনাথ লইলু শরণ আই হ্যাভ অলরেডি অ্যান্ড গন মেনি স্পেসিস অফ লাইফ লাক্স অফ স্পেসিস অফ লাইফ নাও ইন দিস হিউম্যান ওয়ার্ল্ড আই টেক শেল্টার অ্যাট ইউর লোটাস ফিট নিজ গুণে কৃপা করি অধম তারণ জগত কারণ তুমি জগৎ জীবন ইউ আর দি কজ অফ অল কজেস ইউ আর দি কজ অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইউ আর দি লাইফ অফ অল দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড প্লিজ ও মার্সিফুল লর্ড ইউ আর দি ডেলিভারার অফ দিস মোস্ট ডিগ্রেডেড আই এম দি মোস্ট ডিগ্রেডেড প্লিজ ডেলিভার মি তোমা ছড়া কার নাহি হে রাধারমণ ও রাধারমণ ও রাধারমণ রাধাকান্ত রাধানাথ তোমা ছড়া কার নাহি নোবডি ক্যান ডু দিস থিং ওনলি ইউ ক্যান ডু ভুবন মঙ্গল তুমি ভুবনের প্রতি তুমি উপেক্ষিলে না তো কি হইবে গতি তুমি ভুবন মঙ্গল ইউ ডু অল গুড ইয়েস ইয়ার ইট ইজ টু অল ইউনিভার্সাল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইউ আর দি মাস্টার অফ দিস ইউনিভার্স মাস্টার অফ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ইফ ইউ kick me you bring about all auspiciousness for the world you are the master of all worlds as well oh lord what will be my refuge if you neglect me please don't neglect me bhabiya dekhino ei jagat ma adhare tuma bina keho nahi e das udhare I consider very deeply within this world there is no one except you who can deliver this fallen servant to take shelter of Lord Hari Radhanatho Radhakanto Radhanatho Radhakanto and then Bhakti Vinod Thakur's song is there these Mahajana sadhus have said, are you not hearing all these things? Are you deaf? He has blocked his ear. You have blocked your ear? He has blocked ear. Same, Manas deho geho jo kichu moro. So deho geho jo kichu moro. Arpilu tu ya podi nando kisoro.
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 Sampode bipode jibane marane. Ayam
bipode jibane marane.
Daya mama gela tuya pada borani.
Daya mama gela tuya pada borani.
Maro birakho bi jo icha tumhara.
Maro birakho bi jo icha tumhara.
Nitya daso prati tuya odhikara.
Nitya daso prati tuya odhikara.
Jammao bhimayo icha jodi toro. Jammao bhimayo
icha jodi toro.
Bhakta gruhe jani janma ho moro.
Bhakta gruhe jani janma ho moro.
Kita janma ho jatha tu yadaso.
Kita janma ho jatha tu yadaso.
Bahir mukho brahmo janme nahi aso.
Bahir mukho brahmo
bhakti mukti spruha vihino je bhakto.
Bhakti mukti spruha vihino je bhakto.
Lobhayite tanko sango anurakto.
Lobhayite tanko sango anurakto.
Janak janani doita tanaya.
Janak janani doita tanaya.
Prabhu guru pati tu sarvamayo.
Prabhu guru pati tu sarvamayo.
Janak janani doita tanaya.
Janak janani doita tanaya.
Prabhu guru pati tu sarvamayo.
Prabhu guru pati tu sarvamayo.
Bhakti vinod kahe suno ahi kano.
Bhakti vinod kahe suno ahi kano.
Radhanatho tu hamaro purano.
Radhanatho tu hamaro purano.
Radhanatho tu hamaro purano.
Radhanatha
tu, amaro purana. This is a nice song, written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great acharya of our line, Gaura Priyajana. All right. Manasa deha geha joki chumaro arpilu tuyapade nanda kishora. Body, mind, body, family, hearth and home, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. Sampade vipade jivane marane mama dayagala tuya upada varane. In good fortune or in bad, in happiness and distress, in life and in death, in all difficulties, have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter. Marubi rakhubi jo iccha tumar. Jo iccha tumara nitya dasa prati tuya adhikara. Slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master. You are the master of your eternal servant. You have full right on me. You are full right. I am your eternal servant. Whatever you like, you may do. You may slay me, kill me, or protect me. You are full right on me. Janmaobe jadi icha hoye tor, bhakta gruhe jani janma ho mor. If it is your will that I be born again, then may it be in the home of your devotee. Kita janma ho jatha tu yadas, bahir mukho brahma janme nahi muras. Iron, for the company of the devotees who is completely devoid of all desires for worldly enjoyment, may I be born again even as a worm, as long as I remain in your remain your devotee, I have no desire to be born as a Brahma, averse to you. Bhakti mukti spraha vihino je bhakto luvaite tanko sungo anurakto. I yearn for the company of the devotee who is completely devoid of all desire for worldly enjoyment or liberation. Janaka janani dvaita tanaya prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvamoya. You are my father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor, and husband. You are everything to me. Yes. Accept everything. Accept Krishna as everything. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor, and husband. You are everything to me. Yes. What is this bodily relationship? You have bodily relationship. Krishna. Establish your eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Krishna is everything for you. Oh Krishna, you are my father, you are my mother, you are my lover, you are my son, you are my lord, you are my preceptor, you are my husband. You are everything to me. Yes, most important. Then, what is this? Why such attachment? Material attachment, bodily attachment, temporary attachment, source of all tribulations, all suffering. One who saves you from this is your enemy? Is your well wisher. Yes, your well wisher. You should understand, is your well wisher. Don't think him as your enemy. What he is doing, you cannot understand. Foolish person. He's a foolish person. Great offender. He must go to hell and suffer. You understand this thing. You should understand this thing. You cannot understand. What he is doing. How he is protecting, how he is giving protection from all suffering and tribulations, because of material attachment, material relationship, is not your enemy. Why are you speaking ill of him? A great offender. He must go to hell and suffer. I tell you, yes. Father, mother, lover, son, lord, preceptor and husband, you are everything to me. Yes, accept Krishna, everything for you. Bhakti Vinod says, Bhakti Vinod kahe suna aho kaan, radhana tatuhu hamar poran. Bhakti Vinod says, O Krishna kaana, please hear me, O Lord of Radha, O husband of Radha, you are my life and soul. You are everything to me. This is the last thing. Do you understand? Unless you develop this complete Krishna consciousness, unless you completely surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna, you cannot give up this very strong attachment, very strong, deep-rooted, very strong and deep-rooted attachment, material attachment, attachment to the body, body relations, and desire for material enjoyment. So deep-rooted, very deep-rooted. You cannot, do you understand? Free yourself from this. You are only will become a great pretender. Only pretending. Without complete Krishna consciousness, you cannot develop complete Krishna consciousness. It's not possible. That's a fact. It's not possible. Only possibility is there. Develop complete Krishna consciousness. Completely surrender. Without condition. No condition. Unconditional surrender. Complete surrender. 100% surrender. Not artificial. Not partial, not conditional, complete surrender, do you understand? Unless you do, you cannot be free from such material attachment, bodily attachment, temporary attachment, source of all tribulations, all suffering. So, that's for Sanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sings very nice. Atmani vedana tuya pode kari hainu param sukhi.
Atmani vedana tuya pode kari hainu param sukhi.
Amar dukho duri gelo chinta na rohilo chaudiki anando dekhi. Amar dukho duri gelo chinta na rohilo chaudiki anando dekhi. Asoko bhayo amruto adharo tomar charan doyo.
Asoko bhayo amruto adharo tomar charan doyo.
Tahati khunu misram lobhiya charinu bhavero boyo.
Tahati khunu
maro sansari garibo sevan nahibo phorero bhagi.
Tumaro sansari garibo sevan nahibo phorero bhagi.
Dabo sukho jahi garibo jatan hoi podi anuragi.
Dabo sukho jahi garibo jatan hoi podi
maro sevai dukho hoi joto seo to param sukho.
Tumara sevai dukho hoi joto seo to param sukho.
Seva sukho dukho param sampodo na soi obidya dukho.
Seva sukho dukho param sampodo na soi obidya dukho.
ইতিহাস মুলিনু সকল সেবা সুখ পেমনি.
ইতিহাস মুলিনু সকল সেবা সুখ পেমনি.
আমি তো তোমার তুমি তো আমার কাজ অপর ধনি.
আমি তো
বিনোদ আনন্দে ডুবিয়া তোমার সেবার তোরি.
ভক্তি বিনোদ আনন্দে ডুবিয়া তোমার সেবার তোরি.
সব চেষ্টা করি তব ইচ্ছা মত থাকিয়া তোমার ভরি.
সব চেষ্টা করি তব ইচ্ছা মত থাকিয়া তোমার ভরি.
সব চেষ্টা করি তব ইচ্ছা মতো থাকিয়া তোমার ভরি.
সব চেষ্টা করি ইচ্ছা মতো থাকিয়া তোমার ভরি.
হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে,
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে.
This is the last thing to take shelter completely at the lotus feet of Krishna. I have become supremely joyful by surrendering myself at your lotus feet, O Krishna, and happiness has gone away. As long as you have not taken shelter at the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna, you cannot be free from all distress and unhappiness and suffering. Yes. When you completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I have become supremely joyful by surrendering myself at your holy lotus feet, and happiness has gone away. There are no more anxieties. I see joy in all directions. How can you see joy unless you see the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna? That is all joy. Unless you see everywhere beautiful lotus feet, how can you see joy? You can see only suffering. Your two lotus feet are reservoir of all immortal nectar, where one may live free from sorrow and fear. I have found peace there now and have given up the fear of worldly existence. I shall render service in your household and not endeavor to enjoy the fruits of that service, but rather I shall strive for whatever pleases you, fully devoted to your lotus feet. Troubles encountered in your service shall be the cause of great happiness. Yes, great happiness. That is great happiness. Yes. Troubles encountered in your service shall be the cause of great happiness. For in your devotional service, joy and sorrow are equally great riches. Both destroy the misery of ignorance. I have completely forgotten all past history. Completely forgotten the all past history by feeling great joy in my mind. I am most certainly yours and you are indeed mine. This is the only relationship. You are yours, I am. Do you understand? I am yours and you are mine. Best. This is the only relationship. What need is there in any other treasure? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, diving into the ocean of bliss, devotees, all his efforts for your service, devotes all his efforts for your service and dwells in your house according to your wishes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Acharya Mahajana ki
jai!
Gaur Priya Jana ki jai! Gaur Premanandi! This is the only source of joy. Understand? This is the only source of joy. No other joy, blissfulness is there. Only means how one can free oneself from all tribulations, sufferings in this material world. Understand? The only attachment, only resort, only shelter is the lotus feet of Krishna, nothing else. If you completely surrender and lotus feet of Krishna, completely surrender, take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna, all your sufferings, all your tribulations, distress, pain are gone forever. Otherwise, you cannot be free. This is the only thing required, the last thing required. Gokul Das, you will sign a contract? You sign a contract, with Jamaraj. Isn't it? Sign a contract with Jamaraj, all right. I sign contract. Please keep your door open for me. Isn't it? So blissful, so joyful, so pleasurable. So nice is the lotus feet of Krishna. The only shelter, only abode. And you are not interested? You are interested in hell, isn't it? Suffering. So be a worm in the hell. We are warm in the hell. Narker Kita. Narker Kita Vana. So Grantha Bhagavata, Bhakta Bhagavata, what do they say? They are your well-wisher friends. They are your well-wisher friends. Chalo, move on. Understand? Blow up, wind will blow up. Today is sunny weather.
Yes.
No, rainy weather. They are your well-wisher friends. Shrudam. Don't think them as your enemy. Don't think them as your enemy. They are your well-wisher friends, Baba. So metal stick person, so much attached to this home and heart, body relation, material enjoyment. So much attachment for yellow stool. Cannot understand this thing. Those who are well with friends, they think my enemy. Debarring me. Yes, it's debarring. Yes, it's cutting my relationship. Srimad Bhagavata says, Mahajana sadhus, those are your well wisher, what they say. Purusottam Tirtha. One only attachment is Krishna's. No other attachment. Only attraction, only attachment, only object of love is Krishna. Nothing else. You can develop how nice it is. How happy you are, will be. How joyful, blissful you will be. No suffering. No tribulations, no pain, no unhappiness. Saudhi anandadikhi. All directions only you will see joyfulness, blissfulness. If you can see, you have a lotus feet of Krishna in there. Otherwise, suffering, unhappiness, distress is there, dukkhalaya, miserable platform, material world. No pleasure, no happiness here. Only suffering, only distress, only unhappiness, only misery is there here. Dukkhalaya. No sukha, no pleasure, no happiness. Yes. It's the only thing if you can see the lotus feet of Krishna completely, surrender into the lotus feet of Krishna, develop love, his object of love. You can develop love towards Krishna, then you can see Krishna everywhere. Krishna will give you darshan, all beautiful, all attractive, only attachment. Then you see all blissful, joyfulness. Otherwise, no bliss, no joyfulness, only suffering. Yes. Dukkhalaya. You should understand this thing. Sadhu says, Shastra says, Bhakta Bhagavata says, Grantha Bhagavata says. Yes. What is that?
She's trying to ask some questions. I'm sorry.
Maharaj, I heard something sometimes, you know, from some devotees. They say that, and two things, that even Prabhupada says that even the in Dwarka they are prostitutes, but they are devotees because they have such nice feelings. So similarly, you know, between the devotees there are big persons, you know, that they you know, like you explained the other day, you know, there is a bodily situation and necessity knows no laws, and but they have very good feelings and they're praying to Krishna, you know,
yes.
Like that. Some say that they can engage in those activities, but actually they are not attached, so there is no harm on it.
Someone may be a devotee and be a prostitute, just like the prostitutes in Dwarka.
Because they got good feelings.
Some people are saying like that. The prostitutes in Dwarka were there and they were great devotees. So those things are necessary sometimes in society.
So necessary, yes. Stool is also necessary. Yes. Dogs are also necessary in this society. Hogs are also necessary in this society, yes. That's all right. Be a dog and hog in land of Vrindavan, very good. Yes. dog and horse. In the land of Vrindavan, if you cannot become such a great devotee, let me a dog and horse in the land of Vrindavan, yes, pray for it. Let me a prostitute in Dwarka, yes, pray for it. Yes, yes. That for it says, preach. Huh? 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You cannot do this, then do this. Yes, then do this. Yes, that is some consolation. Some
second voice.
Concession. Yes. I am a prostitute, all right. Let me a prostitute in Dwarka. Yes, land of Krishna. Very good. I am a dog. I am a hog. All right. Let me dog and hog in land of Vrindavan. Let me stool there. Stool of the great devotees. Very good. Very good. Very good. Be it be granted to you. Be it granted to you. All right. Thank you. You are a human being, Baba. Become a human being. Ah, really achieve birth. Ah, why are you aspiring for a dog and hog? Do you understand? Become a human being. Opportunity has been available to you to develop complete Krishna consciousness. Yes. Ah, go to Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan, Golok Krishna Jabod. Ah, do you understand? Therefore we have started Tulsi Puja, begging the mercy of Tulsi. What do you have prayed for? Are you praying for, oh Tulsi Devi, saw this mercy on me, that I'll be dog and hog in the land of Vrindavan? No. Huh? Please, make me your maid servant. Seva adhikara diya karanija dasi. Make me a maid servant of yours, Tulsi Devi. If you make me a maid servant, by your mercy, I will get opportunity to enter into Kunja, where Radha and Krishna are there, Kunja Seva. I will get the opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna in Kunja. Not that serve, serve as a dog and hog, serve as a prostitute. And that's, yes, you cannot do it, then do it. That is some consensus, some consolation, some compromise, all right. You are a dog and hog, you want to eat stool, all right. Be in Vrindavan and eat stool. Be a hog in the land of Vrindavan, dog and hog, and eat the stool of the devotee, sadhus. Yes, that is it. Yeah?
That sloka, many quote this sloka, sava pari vinayamuktam, that whether one is full of material desires or has no material desires, one should still... Akama sava kamava.
Brena bhakti yogi na sate purusham para. Yes, that's...
Still worship the Supreme Lord,
yes.
Whether you have all material
Supreme
desire.
Supreme Lord Krishna. Yes. Supreme Lord Krishna, if you worship, then Krishna says, ei murkha, ama bhaje vishaya mage. Is a murkha, is doing my bhajan and asking for material enjoyment. I am not murkha, ami vigyo. I am wise, I am not murkha, he is murkha. আমি বিজ্ঞ এ মূর্খে বিষ কেন দিব সচন অমৃত দিয়া বিষ ভুলাইব আই ওয়ান্ট গিভ হিম দিস মূর্খ দিস মেটেরিয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট হোয়াট ইজ নট আস্কিং ফর আই উইল গিভ হিম দ্যাট উইল গিভ মাই লোটাস ফিট অ্যান্ড মেক হিম ফরগেট বিষ কৃষ্ণ উইল ডু লাইক দ্যাট ইয়েস ডু লাইক দ্যাট ইয়েস ইয়েস ধ্রুব মহারাজ হ্যাড মেটেরিয়াল ডিজায়ার্স বাট ওয়েন ই স লর্ড বিষ্ণু He condemned himself. Vishnu said, well, ask for boon. All desires have already been granted, you see. One special planet has been made for him, created for him. But when he said, no boon, I don't ask any boon. Tum praptavana deho deva munindra guiham, where the great demigods and great sages cannot have you. I get you. What boon? No more boon. No more boon. Do you understand? Sthana mirasi tapasisthi tohyum. I had material desire. I was desiring position. Therefore I underwent very severe austerity and penance. But tum praptavana deva munindra guhyam. But what I got? I got you. This is very difficult on the part of great demigods and great sages, munis. Kutarthasmi varuna jati. Kacha vichinnanme praptavana. Do you understand? I was just searching a some broken pieces of glass, but I found invaluable gem, pearl, diamond. I Swam Sasti. Kudarthas me, but I am completely satisfied. No more boon I ask for you. No more boon. At last he said, no. Well, I'd like to go. You had that desire to sit on your throne of your. You had that desire that your father has not gotten, grandfather has not gotten, great-grandfather has not gotten, that superior person. Therefore, one planet has been already created for you. Go and sit on that throne for 36,000 years. You became morous. You are not happy at all. I am such a rascal. I asked for this thing. He condemned me. He became morous. Still, what to do? Had to go. 36, not 1, 2 years, 36,000 years. Sit and rule. Yes, on that.
Like punishment.